Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show. This is Bruce Allen, and this is the Dad's Point of View Show. I am very honored that we have a very special guest, an old friend of mine, someone that I've had the joy of working with, the joy of knowing, and the joy of having as a special guest on my show, the inimitable, the great, the wonderful Stan Lee. I have a bio to read, and it's long, but he deserves a long bio because he's had an amazing career, and it's still going on. It's not past tense. It is always ongoing because Mr. Stan the Man Lee never stops. Known to millions as the man whose superheroes propelled Marvel Comics to its preeminent position in the comic book industry, Stan Lee's singular creations include Spider-Man, The Incredible Hulk, X-Men, The Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Daredevil, The Avengers, Silver Surfer, and Doctor Strange, among many others. Lee first became publisher of Marvel Comics in 1972 and is presently the chairman emeritus of Marvel Enterprises, Inc., and a member of the editorial board of Marvel Comics. In 1977, he introduced Spider-Man as a syndicated newspaper strip that went on to become the most successful of all syndicated adventure strips. Spider-Man now appears in more than 500 newspapers worldwide, making it the longest-running of all superhero comic strips. Without question, Stan the Man Lee has exerted more influence over the comic book industry than anyone in history. He created or co-created 90% of Marvel's recognized characters, which have been successfully licensed and marketed since 1965. The numbers are staggering. More than 2 billion of his comic books have been published in 75 countries and in 25 languages. In Europe alone, Stan Lee's name appears on over 35 million comics annually. Each year, X-Men sells more than 13 million copies. As I read this, I marvel. Pun intended. In 1981, Stan Lee transformed his Spider-Man and Hulk creations into Saturday morning and syndicated television cartoons. When Marvel Comics and Marvel Productions were acquired by New World Entertainment in 1966, and I might add, that's when Stan and I worked together, Stan's horizons expanded even further, giving him the opportunity to become even more deeply involved in the creation and development of film projects for both the big and small screen. He supervised such diverse animated series as X-Men, Spider-Man, and The Hulk. To date, Stan's characters have populated over 24 separate television series, all of which continue in syndication around the world. The 1998 hit movie Blade, based on a Marvel character, has inspired an upcoming sequel, and plans are underway for a sequel to the mega hit X-Men, as well as a big budget Spider-Man movie, which is now in production. Additionally, many of Stan's other creations, such as The Hulk, Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Doctor Strange, The Mighty Thor, and Silver Surfer, are in development for motion pictures and TV series. Also, a number of Lee's classic animated series are also available on video, released globally by 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. The saturation factor is high. The X-Men series has a 90% recognition factor among the 30 million American children between the ages of 6 and 14. Stan Lee's admirers are not limited to the younger generation. His avowed fans include presidents. Ronald Reagan once said he started every day reading Spider-Man comics, and George Bush praised Lee for encouraging and assisting millions of young people to broaden their own imaginations. And media titans. Steven Spielberg once explained that Stan and I do the same thing, only my pictures move. And even his competitors. Most of my generation of writers learned our craft from or through Stan Lee. He's an incredible part of the business, said Paul Levitz of DC Comics. Now, as he enters the 21st century, Stan Lee is broadening his horizons. He is currently developing entirely new franchises for film and television. Mr. Stan Lee, welcome to the Bruce Allen Show.
Wow. I tell you, Bruce, if I had known I was that good, I'd have asked for a raise.
And I would be the first to offer it and give it. It is such a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, likewise.
Well, why don't we start with what's on your plate currently instead of doing the usual rehash of all the wonderful stuff all of the people of my generation love to bug you about.
Well, you know, I started a new company called POW Entertainment, P-O-W exclamation point, and I'm sure you've already figured out that POW stands for Purveyors of Wonder. And we're working on motion pictures, television, DVDs, comic books, anything I can think of that we might be able to do. And I've never had more fun.
I read some development about a new comic book that you were doing. It was in the paper recently, an interactive thing. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we're doing interactive things. We're also, with Boom Studios, I'm doing three comic books that it's a little different than the way I usually work. These three were developed by, they were created by people at Boom Studios, but I'm acting as the editor and art director and trying to do them in a certain style. Then the Archie Comics Company, you know, who do Betty and Veronica and Archie, they wanted to do some superhero magazines. So there's one that I'm creating for them called The Mighty Seven. Now, that's being written by somebody else because I don't have the time to write it, but I created the concept, and it's going to be the world's first reality comic book, just like a reality television show, because it's going to feature real people. I'm in it as a continuing character. There are scenes that take place in the offices of the Archie Publishing Company, and it's going to be something different that's never really been seen in a comic book before.
Well, Stan, you're seen in everything. You're in every Marvel movie. And just the other day, and I can't remember, maybe you can refresh my memory, my son calls me in and says, Dad, Stan Lee's on this TV show, and you had a cameo. I don't even remember what it was. Do you know what it was? It was just on
the air. Well, I was on, The Big Bang Theory. I had it was a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, we must take a break. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, with very special guest. I am so honored, Mr. Stan the Man Lee. We will be back with the King of Marvel Comics after these messages from our sponsors.
Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen, he's so good for you. Bruce Salen, with that point of view.